Right now it is time for sports, and we are being treated to one hell of a World Series. I don't know if two teams, any other two teams in the league, that can provide what we've seen in the first four games. We've seen outstanding hitting, home runs, base running, and now pitching. The series is tied two games apiece as the Astros blank the Phillies 5-0 in game four. And for the first time in Major League Baseball postseason history, there was a combined no-hitter in this game. Yeah, a no-hitter. What a series so far. It was the third no-hitter in postseason history, two of which been thrown at Citizens Ballpark, and the second thrown in the World Series itself. Don Larsen threw the first postseason no-hitter back in 1956 in Game 5 of the World Series, the Yanks against the Brooklyn Dodgers. Game 1 of 2010 National League Division Series, Ray Holiday, a member of the Phillies, no-hit the Cincinnati Reds. And by the way, Dusty Baker, who's the current manager of the Astros, was the manager of that Reds team. So there you go, a combined no-hitter. And we have the World Series standing at two games apiece. There's one more game in Philadelphia. I do believe that is today. And then it moves back to Houston. And each team has won in the other's ballpark. So we'll have to see how it goes. But I'll tell you, I thought that the Astros were just going to walk away with this World Series. No, it's turned into a fun World Series to watch with a little bit of everything for everybody. Really, honest to gosh. It's just been fun. All right. Let's take a look at some scores from other leagues. In the NBA, the Cavaliers beat the Celtics 114-113. The Hawks over the Knicks 112-99. We just go over, of course, the local teams that are playing. And that's it for the local teams today. If we switch off and go to the National Hockey League, none of the local teams played yesterday. Today, the Bruins take on the Rangers. The Bruins are 9-1. The Rangers are 6-3-2. The Islanders take on the Blues. The Devils take on the Oilers. We turn around and take a look at the NBA standings for teams that are in our area. That means we would have to go to the Eastern Conference. The Knicks are 3-4 in 10th place, but they're only a half game out of the playoffs. It's early in the season. So the Nets are 2-6. They got their win yesterday. And if we switch over and take a look at the National Hockey League, the Bruins, with their 9-1 record, lead the Atlantic Division. And if you take a look at the Metropolitan Division, surprise, the Devils lead that with a 7-3 record. They have a total of 14 points. They're tied with the Rangers, who have 14 points. The Rangers are 6-3-2. The Islanders, well, they're not having such a great season so far. But who knows? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? It's a great thing about sports. That's why they play the game. There's a story about Terry Bradshaw. He revealed about 2 weeks ago that he had battled two forms of cancer over the past year, originally diagnosed in 2021. He didn't speak about it publicly until something happened on the show a couple of weeks ago, because he just was not looking for sympathy and didn't want to create all that. He said, I didn't talk about it because I didn't want pity. I think the perception around America with all the millions of people is, oh, look at him, bless his heart, he has cancer. Well, my husband died of cancer. I don't want to take a look back like that, according to his wife. So, Terry Bradshaw, nothing but the best wish for him. Now, the Commander's owner, Dan Snyder, has hired a bank in his first step towards possibly selling the teams. Quote, I knew what the outcomes could be. It did scare me the second time. What else is going on here in sports? I think that's about it. Snyder should sell. People tried to compare Dan Snyder with George Steinbrenner. No, George Steinbrenner came to the Yankees when they were absolutely horrible. In a matter of 2 years, turned them around. And you know the story. Yeah, Steinbrenner was the boss and a little crazy at times. But the Yankees benefited from that. And the Yankees won a lot of games under George Steinbrenner. It hasn't been that way in Washington with Dan Snyder. Hasn't been that way at all. And a shocker, UCLA wants to move to the Big Ten in basketball and football. It's stay where you are. UCLA belongs in the Pac-12, not the Big Ten. Come on. College football rankings. How about this? Tennessee headlines the first of the playoff rankings. Georgia slipped down to third. Tennessee started the season unranked, and now they're number one. The Georgia Bulldogs, who ranked number one in Sunday's AP poll, and Tennessee was tied with Ohio State for second, but the committee saw value in the Volunteers' dominating win over Kentucky. Georgia sunk down to third. The Buckeyes rank second. Georgia is third, followed by Clemson, Michigan, and Alabama. This is the first time Tennessee's been ranked number one since their national championship won in 1999. So I think we'll hear the song Rocky Top being played quite a lot for the remainder of the college season. Oh, goodness gracious. And I guess that's about it. Except for one story, which is, this is crazy. And this is how far sports has gone in the wrong direction. I know I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Giant fan. But that's where it ends. I go crazy for my team. I don't go crazy anti-teams. Yeah, no, I don't like the Cowboys as a team. I don't like the Redskins as a team, but that doesn't mean that I do crazy things. In Philadelphia, two restaurants turned down catering for the Houston Astros ahead of the Game 3 of the World Series. Two places said no. One, quote, if you think I'd cook for the Astros, you're out of your mind. We said no to them. This is crazy. Now, the owner of Angelo's, which turned them down, said it wasn't because of malicious intent. He wasn't the one that said that other quote. He said logistics didn't work out. They had other things planned. He said there was no way that he could deliver 10 pizzas at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. But he did say, if it were the Phillies, he would have done it. Oh, gosh. And another guy denied the Astros cheesesteaks. And what happened when that happened? Houston Astro fans then threatened to bomb the store. Go Come on. What is the matter with people? I don't know. Well, anyways, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.